This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest is living proof you don't need to win a talent competition to make things happen. He left us spellbound last year on Australia's Got Talent. He's now headlining his own show for an upcoming TV special. Welcome to Joy 94.9, the magical Constantino.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, you started getting into magic when you were 13. You were quite shy at school. This must have been a bit of an ultimate escape for you.
It was. It was, you know, I was very introverted, had low self-esteem, and magic, you know what, it gave me a skill that was very unique. And, you know, I was a little different as a young boy, and, you know, it made me feel good about myself. And, you know, I could do things that, you know, not even adults could do, make things appear and disappear. That's pretty powerful when you're like 12, 13 years old.
So how does one get involved in magic at such a young age? What did you go to lessons? Did you read books?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a school or anything like that. I taught myself. I originally stumbled across a magic book in the library, believe it or not, and I started reading this book. And actually, I was a very bad reader. My mum would read the book to me, and basically learnt these tricks. And I would sit down with my mother, and you know, we'd learn together. And through that, I became a great reader, overcame this huge stumbling block, and gained this skill in the process. But yeah, all self-taught, no schools, no mentors. Everything you see me do, it's through me experimenting, basically.
So what type of person do you need to be to become an illusionist? It must take a lot of discipline and hard work.
There's a lot of discipline involved. Like I said, you're not really being coached through it or anything like that. So, you know, with what I do with the escapes and the stunts, you know, you've got to be pretty determined. You've got to make sure you dot all the I's, cross all the T's. Everything is know, very much orchestrated, especially when you're doing something like an underwater escape or stunt like that. You know, and the other thing is, you know, you've got to do it all yourself, so you've got to be pretty determined, and it's you know, it's tough, which is why we don't see too many magicians in this country. It's a long process, and there's really no set path. It's not like singing where, you know, we've had a lot of famous artists, international artists. It's a whole different avenue.
So you mentioned escaping underwater, but back in February 2010, you did a dangerous escape at Melbourne Aquarium, didn't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did. It was a tribute to Houdini. Harry Houdini came to Melbourne back in 1910, and he jumped off the Queen's Bridge into the Yarra. So 100 years later, to the exact day, exact time, I was connected to 60 kilos of concrete strapped to my feet, and I was sunk 5 metres down to the bottom of the Melbourne Aquarium. I was down there for 4 minutes, and I, in front of a live television audience, I picked all the locks and held my breath and escaped. It was a pretty dramatic, pretty dangerous, equivalent to a 7-minute breath hold, basically, and it was something that I'll never do again.
So how long does that take you to practice that type of stunt?
You know, it's months upon months. First off, obviously, you learn how to pick locks. I learned that as a young boy, how to manipulate the mechanisms. You train to hold your breath. You start off, you know, very, you know, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. So literally, to answer the question correctly, it's been, you know, a lifetime to get to the point where I could do it in the aquarium. But specifically for that actual stunt, a year.
My God.
A year of training, high altitude training. I had to strip off. I lost about 6 kilos of muscle, pure muscle, because obviously the more muscle you have, the more oxygen your body requires. So I was very, very lean. My body was in top condition to be able to hold its breath for as long as, obviously, the longer you can hold your breath, the safer I would be. So it was, you know, it was intense. It was like training for an Olympic event.
My God. So last year you appeared in Australia's Got Talent, which the country just fell in love with you. You just, I'm watching your performances on the show, and I was just shocked and amazed by your performances. Yeah. Just incredible. You do realise that you've made magic cool again, don't you?
Yes, I've been told that. It's you know how wonderful that is to be told, you know, to have that resurgence, to bring it back. I hope that, you know, it's you know, that was my aim, to make people, you know, to love it, to appreciate it as much as I do. And I always said when I was on the show, you know, my art form, my craft is beautiful when it's performed or executed correctly. And that was, you know, that's what happened on Australia's Got Talent.
Now, before the break, Constantino, we were talking about Australia's Got Talent. Now, I think the reason why you've brought magic back in such a big way is that you combine magic with theatre, dance, costume and music. So people these days expect the ultimate experience. Mm. What can we expect from your upcoming stage spectacular?
Yeah, look, we're at the Regent Theatre. It's a wonderful show. I've been working so hard. New illusions, it's a new spectacle. Like I said, it's got the dance, it's got the escapes. There's a lot of, what you didn't get to see me do is a lot of audience participation. You know, we bring people up on stage, we read their minds, we predict the future. It's really audience based and involved. So it's so broad. It's got so much appeal because it hits so many different genres, really. And that's what I guess makes it, you know, such a wonderful show to come and see. Well, you know, I hope so anyway. So, like I said, we've been working very, very hard to bring the best that we possibly can.
Now, you're filming this also for an upcoming TV special. Mm. Is it harder to perform illusions knowing the cameras are filming your every move from every angle?
Yeah, it is. We've got to, you know, everything is got to be absolutely perfect and spot on. And it's, when you constructing a show for live and for TV, they're both slightly different. So, you know, you've got to adjust the way you might approach the camera or an angle or something like that. But yes, you are correct. It does make it a little more challenging.
What would be your ultimate dream as an illusionist, Constantino? Would it be a dream gig in Las Vegas, a world tour? What's coming up for you this year?
You know what? The ultimate dream is, for me, is yes, Vegas would be great, but I would love to play Broadway.
Wow.
That would be, you know, I mean, the best acts in the world play Broadway. That would be, you know, the ultimate for me. And, you know, that's something that we're working very hard, you know, very hard towards. You know, we've got the TV special coming out. We've got a tour coming up. And then we'll be going overseas and we'll be touring overseas. So it's all steps towards, you know, this big picture. And, you know, what I'm doing here has never been done before in this country. So we're really pioneering, you know, and it's a challenge and it's exciting and we're breaking new ground and we're making history.
It's very exciting, Constantino, because, I mean, on the show last year, I think people were just spellbound by you. So wish you the very best that coming up as well. Now, finally, out of the three Australia's Got Talent judges, Danny, Kyle or Brian, who would you make disappear for the day? Now, remember, you are on a gay lesbian radio station here, okay? So,
you know, I would make Kyle disappear. Good answer.
Good, that's a very good answer. If it was Danny, I would have been hanging up on you right now. Constantino, thank you so much for joining us today on the Friday Morning Show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.